Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, August 9th, 2018. On this day in 1969, four members of the Charles Manson-led Manson family committed the horrific Tate murders when they invaded the home of married celebrity couple actress Sharon Tate and director Roman Polanski in Los Angeles. It looks as though Spandau again will become the stage for a neo-Nazi parade. The annual Rudolf Hess Memorial March is planned for August 18th, and several alliances want to protest against the right-wing extremists with numerous counter-events. According to a police spokeswoman, approximately 500 participants have already registered for the neo-Nazi march, which is intended to commemorate the 31st anniversary of the death of Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess, who hanged himself on August 17, 1987, in the war criminal prison on Wilhelmstrasse. In 1946, he was sentenced to life imprisonment as a war criminal at the Nuremberg trials. The right-wing extremists are planning to march from noon until 8 p.m., although, according to the police, times could still change and their route is not yet known. As of yesterday, a total of 10 counter-demonstrations have also been registered for Saturday. One of the mottos is, quote, "No glorification of the Nazi regime in Berlin. Never again war." Further counter-protests are planned at Alexanderplatz. In addition, the protest march, quote, "No worship of Nazi war criminals in Spandau and elsewhere," is to start at 5 p.m. in Spandau Station on Friday the 17th. According to the police, about 500 participants are registered. The initiative Berlin gegen Nazis has also launched an appeal for donations. For every participant of the right-wing extremist march, money is collected for Sea Watch, the sea rescue of refugees. Last year, the neo-Nazi march with almost 750 participants from all over Germany was stopped by about 2,000 counter-demonstrators. Passengers of low-cost airline Ryanair will now have to prepare for flight cancellations and delays in Germany on Friday, August 10th, due to a strike. In the middle of the high holiday season, the airline's pilots have decided to extend their strike to Germany. The Union Vereinigung Cockpit, or VC, has called on all 400 or so employed pilots at the German Ryanair bases to take part in a 24-hour strike tomorrow. According to VC, all connections to and from Germany may be affected. The strike begins on Friday at 3:01 a.m. and will end on Saturday at 2:59 a.m. Important German Ryanair bases include Berlin-Schönefeld, Frankfurt-Main, Wiez, and Hahn Airport in Hunsrück. As mentioned yesterday on Berlin Briefing, Ryanair pilots in Ireland, Sweden, and Belgium have also announced full-day strikes on Friday. This will be the biggest pilot strike in Ryanair's history. So far, the airline has canceled 146 of the 2,400 European flights planned for Friday. With an overwhelming majority, the German Ryanair pilots had voted for work stoppages. A warning strike by VC in Germany last December did not result in flight cancellations because Ryanair was able to mobilize sufficient replacement pilots. 2 weeks ago, striking flight attendants in Spain, Portugal, and Belgium forced Ryanair to cancel around 600 flights within 2 days, with a total of around 100,000 passengers affected. A word of warning regarding mobile phones and the hot weather. Usually the fire brigade is called out on missions, but on Tuesday, in nearby Eichwalde, a fire brigade had to help themselves. In a shed of the volunteer fire brigade, the battery of a company mobile phone exploded. No one was in the building at the time, and when firefighters did arrive, the exploded battery was discovered. And while it hasn't been proven, the control center suspects that the mobile phone was lying in the blazing sun and the heat could be responsible for the incident. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.